Who lost the money? English reader for beginner and elementary level. Chapter 13. I came to win, not to lose. The workday comes to an end. The detective returns to the office. He makes notes in a journal, reads some mail, and thinks about Patricia. It seems to him that he was unfair to her. She doesn't look like a thief at all. Tom wants to see Patricia again. He calls her on the phone and asks where they can meet. The young woman invites him to the hotel. Tom finishes his work, turns off the computer, and walks out on the street. On his way to the hotel, he buys a white rose and a box of candies. He understands that this looks strange. However, he wants to do something pleasant for Patricia. He comes into the hotel and goes up to the floor where Patricia's room is located. Tom finds her room and knocks on the door. "Good evening," Tom says, smiling, when Patricia opens. "Good evening. Please come in," the young woman replies. Today she is dressed in a light, short dress. Her hair is pinned in the back. She smiles but looks upset. "Take it. It is for you," Tom says and gives her candies and the flower. "Why?" Patricia shyly looks away, and her cheeks blush. Tom sees that she feels uncomfortable. "Please take it. It would make me happy," the detective says. "Thank you, it's very beautiful," Patricia takes the rose and candies. They come into the room. Tom sits on a chair and waits while the young woman puts the flower in a vase. "What did you want to talk with me about?" "You found something new about the theft case," says Patricia and sits across the detective. He looks into her eyes and for a moment forgets that she is the main suspect in Otto's case. He doesn't want to talk about work. He is tired and wants to rest. "New things surfaced in this case, but I suggest not to talk about it today," says Tom. "But you came to talk to me," the young woman says perplexedly. "No. I came to lift your mood at least a little bit. Do you want me to show you the city in the evening?" "The view is very beautiful," the detective says. "Yes, I would like to see the city. There were so many troubles that I barely came out of the hotel. Won't I take too much of your time?" Patricia says. "Of course not. I will be happy to walk with you," replies Tom. "Then we can go," the young woman says and takes her bag. Her voice is not as upset, and she smiles joyfully. Tom looks at her and understands that he likes her more and more. They exit the hotel and walk down the street. It's already dark, and the street's lamps light up. The city sparkles with lights. Shop displays shine. Signs of cafes, restaurants, and nightclubs glow. This beautiful building is an opera theater. Foreign troops often give tour here. And now we are passing by the art gallery. It is famous for the collections of the paintings of well-known European painters, says Tom. Patricia listens to him enthusiastically. They walk around the city and admire its beautiful view. From time to time they stop to rest. And here is a different type of establishment. It's a casino. "Have you ever been in a casino?" smiles Tom. "No. I've only seen casinos in movies," Patricia answers with a smile. "Well, then let's go and see how it is in real life," the detective says and goes to the door. "Are you kidding? What are we going to do there? Do you know how to play?" laughs Patricia. "I don't, but we will see people who are good at it," replies Tom and opens the door. They enter the building. At first they go to the bar. Tom orders a cognac for himself, and a cocktail for Patricia. There are quite a lot of people in the casino. Patricia looks around, interested. "Where are the gamblers?" she asks. We will have a look at them now. They are in a different room, explains Tom. They exit the bar and go to the next room. Slot machines stand there. Several people sit there. There are young men and elderly women among them. Everybody has their fingers crossed. Many faces show that people are very upset. It is rather quiet in this room, and the music is playing, but laugh and conversations can be heard from the nearby room. Patricia and Tom go there. They walk into the third room. A big round table covered with green cloth stands in the center of the room. Gamblers who make bets sit at the table. Noise and laugh come from people who cluster around one of the players. He loudly talks about his wins. The gambler continues his story. The day before yesterday was a lucky day. I won 10,000 in 2 hours, and he laughs again. Tom comes closer. He invites Patricia to come closer too. He backs off a little to let her pass. Now Tom and Patricia see the one who entertains other players. It is Otto. He notices Tom and Patricia. Otto freezes for several seconds. He tries to get up from his seat to leave. The dealer stops him. Your game is not over yet, he says, and Otto remains in his seat. Tom takes Patricia to another room. Detective Tom Miller. Patricia. I am glad to see you. Otto approaches them. Are you lucky today? Tom asks. So-so. I didn't think you gambled, continues Otto. I also didn't think that a man who has a debt of $10,000 could go to a casino to lose money, says Tom. I came to win, not to lose, brags Otto. Then he turns around to leave. Tom takes him by the hand and says, Otto, your game is too dangerous. It's time to show your cards. You planted the briefcase in Patricia's room. You left bags with money and your business cards all around the city. Do you know that some newspapers wrote about these bags? Now some people walk the city streets hoping to find a bag with money. Tom looks at Otto. 11 bags with money were brought to the police. It's about 120,000 euros in all. You had 200,000. Otto, where are the other 80,000? Or do you want to say you didn't do this? Otto understands that his game is revealed. He looks at Tom and Patricia sadly. Patricia, I made a horrible mistake. Forgive me if you can. Then Otto turns to Tom, I will tell you everything. Will you put me in jail? Probably not, if you tell me everything. You'll just have to pay a fine, replies Tom. I have a big gambling problem. I started gambling 2 years ago. At first I went to a casino, then I started playing the pools, then gambling in the internet. Sometimes I won, but then I lost much more. I hope to win lots of money, but I lost my house and my sports car. Then I decided to gamble 50,000 to win 250,000 in the super game. Then I would be able to pay off all my debts. I took the money I had to pay to the soccer player, but I lost the 50,000 as well. I had to pay 20,000 to the sports person. I got scared because I had only 150,000 left. Then I planted the briefcase in Patricia's room and staged the theft. I put the money and business cards in two bags and left them in different places in the city. I hoped that all the money would be brought to the police, but you say that they brought about 120,000 euros. That means that 30,000 were not brought in. Now I must return 80,000, says Otto sadly. Patricia cries, Otto, you hoped that I or some sports person would be put in jail for theft. You gamble in the casino and in the internet. You are destroying your life. I understand that. It's your right. But why do you want to destroy my life? I don't gamble. I am not a thief. I am not guilty of anything. Patricia yells and leaves quickly. Otto, I am expecting you at the station tomorrow, Tom says and runs after Patricia. Tom and Patricia return to the hotel together. If Otto lost this money himself, how could he do this to me? Patricia says bitterly. I didn't believe from the very beginning that you could take this money, says Tom. They say goodbye at the doorstep of her room. Good night, says Tom. Good night. Patricia replies and closes the door. Tom walks home through the night city. He remembers crying Patricia. Tomorrow she will be well, he thinks. Questions and answers. What does the detective do in his office? The detective makes notes in his journal and reads his mail. Where does he want to go after work? He wants to go to Patricia. Why does Tom buy candies and a flower? Tom wants to do something nice for Patricia. Where does Tom invite Patricia? He invites her for a walk in the city at night. What attractions does Tom tell Patricia about? He tells her about an art gallery and an opera theater. Where do the young people go during their walk? They go into a casino. Who do Tom and Patricia meet in the casino? They meet Otto there. What is Otto doing in the casino? Otto is gambling in the casino. What does Tom blame Otto for? Tom blames Otto for losing a part of club's money. He spread the rest of the money in bags around the city and planted the briefcase at Patricia's room. How does Otto behave? He apologizes in front of Patricia. What does Tom tell about the money that has been found? Tom says that 11 people came to the police and told about the bags with the money. How does Otto react? Otto confesses. He says that he often loses a lot of money. What does Tom tell him before leaving? Tom tells Otto to come to the police.